Dr. Tim Leahy prefers to spend his days in hospitals and clinics, not courtrooms. But earlier this year, he found himself in front of a judge. At issue was the fate of a critically injured patient on life support.
So this is a young man, really had been healthy for his whole life and loved being out in the outdoors in his motorcycle on a sunny day. And so that's what he was doing. And unfortunately, he got into an accident with a car and got a horrible head injury.
The man was brought into Dartmouth-Hitchcock with multiple fractures to his face and skull, bleeding inside of his brain. He was unresponsive.
They tried to, you know, give him medicines to relieve the pressure that began to build on his brain, and really nothing helped. And he was just catastrophically and irretrievably broken.
After 5 weeks in the ICU, Leahy says it was clear to doctors his condition wouldn't improve. The patient, young and previously healthy, had never spoken to his family about what type of care he would want in an emergency.
This poor guy and his poor family were in this horrible situation, which is unfortunately not that uncommon here in New Hampshire. The problem is that he didn't have a legal document that said what he wanted in case of catastrophe, and the truth is that most of us don't.
Without guidance and out of an abundance of caution, the family petitioned the court to decide if they could remove life-sustaining treatment. The judge asked Leahy to testify. In addition to his medical work, he's also chair of Dartmouth-Hitchcock's bioethics committee. It was an emotional hearing, and one that could have been avoided with a completed advance directive. But in New Hampshire, roughly 3 out of 4 adults lack these legal documents. Judges, for their part, would rather not be involved.
No, I shouldn't make that decision.
David King has 23 years on the bench in New Hampshire.
The decision should be made by the individual while they have capacity to make the decision, not by a judge who never met the person, in some cases is trying to determine the credibility of siblings who some say, you know, dad would want to be kept on life support and others say he wouldn't. Dad's the one that should make the decision.
To be clear, as long as family is in agreement about what should happen, these cases typically don't find their way to court. For many relatives, though, it's often surprising to learn that they don't get automatic authority to take over decision-making power for a loved one. That's because New Hampshire is one of only a handful of states without what's called a default surrogate consent statute, basically a hierarchy laid out in law that says if someone is deemed unable to make their own medical decisions, someone else close to them, a spouse, adult child, parent, or sibling, gets that control. Senator Peggy Gilmore says there's a group working to draft a bill that would create this type of system in New Hampshire. It could be ready as early as this fall. But she says it isn't so straightforward.
You know, if you do a default, and so what is it? It's the oldest child. Well, you know, families are more complex than a series of hierarchy.
If not properly implemented, these default systems can also take away the rights and wishes of disabled people and those with dementia. For people with no family to serve as decision maker, there's even a last resort option in New Hampshire. The court can turn to the Office of Public Guardian, a nonprofit based in Concord. Staff there get assigned to incapacitated clients, legally known as wards of the state. But even with a network to protect the voiceless, Dr. Tim Leahy says advance directives are the only way to maintain complete control of your care.
Life is complicated. They don't solve every problem. But wouldn't it be better for the patient's voice to still be in the room and for their preferences to be honored?
For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.